Good afternoon, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with this 12:15 edition of the news on Wednesday, the 28th of October. Well, our current temperature is 62, and we've got mostly cloudy skies, a few sunbeams trying to poke through out there from time to time. We have picked up 33 hundredths of an inch of rain today, a half an inch of rain yesterday, for a storm total of 83 hundredths of an inch of rain. Now, we do have a chance of some more mist and drizzle in and out of here this afternoon and this evening, so don't be surprised if we have a little bit of that. And kind of chilly tonight, down to 41 is the forecast low. I'll have more on the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast following this edition of the news. Well, parts of Fairfield were without power twice Tuesday evening because of some insulator failures, we're told. Electric department officials said the first outage happened about 4 p.m. when a cutout failed, causing high voltage to go directly to a fuse, which then caught a utility pole on fire. Once the fire was extinguished, workers had to cut the top of the pole off and install a new crossarm to restore power. That incident happened near the entrance to Maple Hill Cemetery. The second outage happened about 8:15 last night. It was the same problem. A cutout failed, causing a pole to catch fire. This time, the failure happened a little further east on, a little further east on Route 15 near the entrance to Mr. Newt Carter's residence. In both instances, the power failure happened along what's called the city's river line, but the power has been restored after workers were out much of the evening last night. WFIW News Time, 12:17.
How much will your home insurance actually cover? The best way to find out is to have an insurance and financial review with your Country Financial representative. During this no-obligation review, they can help you develop a tangible plan for your future financial security. You can also learn more about options like additional replacement cost coverage that can replace your home at today's prices. Most major insurance companies put a cap on this type of protection. They don't. Ask about their new identity theft coverage, too. Contact Mark Dinsmore, your Country representative in Wayne City, 895-2989.
At the loss of a loved one, an appropriate funeral service can mean so much. It gives us a chance to say goodbye, to remember, and to start the healing process, all in a single ceremony. When the time comes for you to make funeral arrangements, call on us. We offer a full range of funeral services to meet every need. You can always count on receiving sensitivity, compassion, and respect.
Nails Funeral Homes in Fairfield and Albion.
At the Watering Can in Albion, we're excited to announce our third annual Christmas Open House, November 6th and 7th. It all kicks off Friday at 8 a.m. Candlelight hours from 4 to 8 p.m. This year is a must-see, so mark your calendars. Refreshments and drawings for an evergreen wreath, electric candle, and Christmas table linens. This year is going to be a showstopper. Grab your friends and join the fun. It's the Can at its best, November 6th and 7th. See you there.
During Tuesday night's meeting, the Fairfield City Council gave its tentative approval to the local VFW Post 4535 for the construction of an outdoor summer kitchen and smoking area. VFW Commander Helmer McDuffie addressed the council. Seeking a small piece of property owned by the city, it's in their parking lot on the east side of the post, for which to build the structure. The total space needed, 20 by 16 feet. It'll be dedicated to Kenny Kays, a recipient of the Congressional Medal of Honor. Mayor Chuck Griswold gained tentative approval for the project, the Kenny Kays Room, pending the city attorney drawing up legal documentation to turn the 320-square-feet piece of ground over to the VFW. Now, that is expected to be taken up at the next council meeting in a couple of weeks. Ruth Ponder with Payment Services Incorporated addressed the council last evening about the possibility of implementing an electronic bill pay system for Fairfield's 3,000 utility customers. Now, those who actually opt to participate in the program would be able to pay their utility bill online with a credit card or through an electronic withdrawal from their checking or savings account. Eventually, consumers could also pay their bills over the counter at City Hall with a credit card, that is, if they have a credit card swiping device. The cost to consumers would be $1 for each bill paid through a checking or savings account, or 2.75% of the total bill if paid with a credit card. The cost to the city involves a one-time $600 setup fee, $49 per month service, and an $89 per year security fee. The mayor has appointed a small committee to study the presentation further, with a recommendation expected to be made at the next council meeting. City Council last night gave its approval to spend $16,317 to replace the computer and software program for the city's sewer camera truck. Officials were told that come spring, another $90,000 to $100,000 are going to be needed to complete the overhaul of that system. The vote to buy the equipment from EJ Equipment was unanimous. There were two no votes on a request from the cemetery department to buy a new backhoe. The backhoe that is currently used to dig graves has been used by the cemetery department for 25 years now and was passed down to them from the street and bridge department. Officials with the cemetery department said the present backhoe is worn out and pretty unpredictable when operators are trying to swing the boom around. With the bucket attached, the device is so worn out, they said, that the operator runs the risk of hurting another worker or destroying a nearby monument. No votes for seeking bids for a new backhoe came from Aldermen Barbary and Prince. Council approved the sale of a surplus 2000 model Chevy truck from the water department. The two bids came in. One was from Greg Kaiser for $501, and Cantor Carpenter submitted a bid for $675 and was the successful bidder. LeMond's offered the city $500 in the form of a trade-in for a new vehicle. WFIW News, time 12:21.
It's fun and it's simple to make budget-friendly home improvements with help from Kincaid's in Fairfield. Patios are a cost-effective way to increase your living space, enjoyment, and your property value. Do it right, call Ronnie Wright at Kincaid's. Increase your home's value and decrease your utility bills and install new windows. Set your goal and then call Joe at Kincaid's. Convert your wood-burning fireplace into a clean-burning, no-fuss, no-muss gas fireplace. Don't tarry. Call Gary at Kincaid's. And finally, give your space a custom look instantly with moldings, crown moldings, chair rails, and more. Hundreds of molding options are available. And Ronnie, Joel, and Gary can help you in the building materials and lumber departments at Kincaid's in Fairfield.
Richland County will have a section of the North Wynoth Road closed for bridge replacement starting today. Now, that bridge is located 8/10 of a mile north of the Wayne County line. Motorists who frequently use the Wynoth Road to access U.S. Route 50 should use Route 130 as an alternative route. Construction will take about 10 weeks to complete, weather permitting. If you got any questions, call the Richland County Engineer at 392-3141. An Illinois lawmaker has introduced plans to regulate daily fantasy sports websites and add consumer protections. The proposal, filed Tuesday, states that using sites like DraftKings won't be considered gambling in Illinois, but companies need policies for audits and barring employees from competing. Representative Mike Zalewski's legislation also prohibits players under the age of 18, and it does allow sites to check players for child support or tax liens. Illinois Gaming Board spokesman Gene O'Shea would not comment on the legislation, saying that such sites are now under review. He said the board would seek a legal opinion on whether they violate state law. Nevada regulators ordered them shut down, saying they cannot operate without a gambling license. The sites insist they're skill-based wagers, so gambling regulations do not apply. Zalewski says he'll push plans when the budget stalemate ends, if it ever does. Six Illinois universities have seen their credit ratings lowered because of the state's ongoing budget stalemate. Moody's Investor Service on Monday downgraded ratings for Eastern Illinois University, Governor State, Northeastern Illinois, Northern Illinois, Southern Illinois, and Western Illinois universities. The agency says a significant portion of the university's funding comes from the state of Illinois, which is about to enter its fifth month without a budget. Moody's also notes that cuts to higher education spending are likely once the governor and the Democrats come up with a spending plan. The lower the credit rating, the higher the cost of borrowing money. Moody's and Fitch Ratings downgraded the state's credit rating last week because of the financial mess. Illinois already has the lowest rating of any state. Well, there's going to be Halloween in the park this Friday, the 30th. And that's at the Sisney Park, of course. And this is a fundraiser for Christmas for the Kids. There'll be a chili supper by donation, serving starting at 4 p.m. This is October 30th. The menu will be chili, peanut butter, and honey sandwiches, dessert, and drinks. There will be a costume parade on the square at 6 p.m. or around the square. Judging will be on the stage right after the parade. And all the profits for the evening will benefit the Christmas for Kids in North Wayne area. And this there will be some organizations on the square, including Hosselton Funeral Home, Sisney Rehab, the Blue Point Church, and Trust Bank. But again, Halloween in the park, Sisney, October 30th. Chili begins at serving at 4 p.m. Wayne City High School's FFA and FCCLA are going to be hosting a Veterans Day breakfast on November 7th at 8 o'clock in the morning in Mrs. Miller's classroom. Starting at 8 a.m., FCCLA will be serving breakfast for area veterans. After the breakfast, there will be a short memorial presentation conducted by the FFA chapter. And, of course, the Fairfield Veterans Day Parade is coming up at 3 p.m. on November the 7th. And to get your entry registered, you need to get a hold of Clifford Reaver. You need to do that as soon as possible. His number is 516-3111. That's 516-3111 to get your entry in for the Veterans Day Parade coming up November 7th, 3 p.m. And a reminder again that the Halloween costume contest for the Fairfield American Legion is this Saturday, 2 p.m., with over $600 in prize money. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson, your country financial representative in West Salem. At the noon hour, December crude oil prices up at $2.46, trading at $45.66. Crude oil prices fell yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering $1.25 a barrel. Today they're paying $36.25 per barrel. Time now to check the stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. At the noon hour, the Dow's up 102 points at 17,683. The NASDAQ is up 37 at 5,067. In local and area deaths, 86-year-old Mill Shoals resident Wilma Jean King died at 12:15 Tuesday morning at her home. She'd served as the Mill Shoals treasurer for many years and was a member of the Mill Shoals Baptist Church. Survivors include her husband Earl King of Mill Shoals, two sons, Jesse Allen King of Fairfield and John, and wife Sherry King of Fairfield, a daughter Julia, and husband Terry Prince of Elkview, West Virginia, a brother Noel Vaughn of Fairfield, a sister Judy McCormick of Hillsboro, Missouri, 8 grandchildren and 11 great-grandchildren. Services for Wilma Jean King will be 10 o'clock Friday morning at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Shrewsbury Cemetery. Visitation will be Thursday evening, 6 until 8 at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. 78-year-old Dunlap, Illinois resident Shirley Feather died Sunday at her home, a native of Sims. She worked and volunteered for many years at the Mental Health Association of Illinois as both an administrative assistant and member of the board of directors. She also volunteered for their suicide hotline. Survivors include her husband, Glenn Feather, children Dr. Sue Feather of East Peoria, Illinois, Dr. Glenn and wife Adair Feather of Dunlap, Vernon and wife Amy Feather of Collegeville, Pennsylvania, and Robin and husband Steve Arambeed of St. Charles, Illinois. 7 grandchildren also survive. Also a brother, Charles Richardson of Hoffman, Illinois, and a sister-in-law, Elsie Wendland of Fairfield. Services for Shirley Feather will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City with burial in Hopewell Cemetery near Wayne City. Visitations tonight, 5 to 7 at the Davison Fulton Funeral Home in Florida, in Peoria, rather. Then there will be an additional visitation from 9:30 till 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. And that's 9:30 till the time of the service, 11 o'clock Friday morning at Richardson's in Wayne City. Memorials may be made to Whitney's Walk for Life. 68-year-old Fairfield resident Peggy S. Piper died Monday at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She'd been a unit secretary on the second floor at the hospital, was a member of the Rock Community Church. Survivors include her husband Charles of Fairfield, a son Todd, and wife Cindy Halley of Fairfield, two stepsons Roger and Sean Piper of Asheville, North Carolina, two daughters Becky and husband Shannon Hinkle of Fairfield, and Jerry and Jerry Lynn and husband Craig Blackford of Alney, two brothers Mark and wife Sherry Wells of Fairfield and Bob Wells of Fairfield, and 7 grandchildren. Services for Peggy S. Piper will be 10:15 Sunday morning at the Rock Community Church with burial in Cumberland Chapel Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. 83-year-old Fairfield resident Donald F. Pike died at 11:35 Monday morning at Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skill Care Unit. He'd been an auto body repairman. Survivors include a daughter, Lisa, and husband Dean Grafsu of Fairfield, sons James Pike of Fairfield, and Donald and wife Tammy Pike, Jr. of Opdyke, 8 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. Services for Donald F. Pike will be 11 o'clock Friday morning at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 5 to 7 Thursday evening at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to Fairfield Memorial Hospital Skilled Care Comfort Room and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. 83-year-old Carmi resident Charles Fred Bradshaw died Monday evening at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He was a salesman for Electrolux and operated Bradshaw Sales. Survivors included daughter and son-in-law, Melody and Jeff Hosick of Carmi, 4 sons and 3 daughters-in-law, Charles and Kathy Bradshaw of Carmi. Charles and Kathy Bradshaw of Warner Robins, Georgia, Terry and wife Kathy Ireland Bradshaw, and Gary and Gayla Bradshaw of Mount Vernon, Illinois, Jack and Jill Bradshaw of Carmi, 10 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Juanita Purcell of Greenville, Kentucky, and Wilma Gentry of Mount Vernon, Illinois, a brother and sister-in-law, Jerry and Carol Ann Bradshaw of Kentucky. Services for Charles Fred Bradshaw, 83 of Carmi, will be 2 o'clock Saturday at the Cherry Street General Baptist Church with burial in Kingdom Cemetery at Carmi with military honors by the Carmi VFW and American Legion. Visitation will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning until the time of service, 2 p.m. at the Cherry Street General Baptist Church. Memorials may be made to the Cherry Street General Baptist Church food pantry and will be accepted at the Campbell Funeral Home of Carmi, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 75-year-old Mount Vernon, Illinois resident Lyndall R. Cole died 9:05 Monday morning at White Oaks Nursing Home in Mount Vernon. He was a retired butcher and former Kohl's grocery store at the former Kohl's grocery store in Belle Rive. Survivors include 2 daughters, Tammy Hodges of Dix and Trudy Sourage of Royalton, Illinois. Services for Lyndall R. Cole will be 10 o'clock Friday morning at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Visitation will be 6 to late Thursday evening at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Funeral services for Luana Edge, 69, of Paris, California, will be 1 o'clock Friday afternoon at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Visitation will be 12:30 till the time of service, 1 p.m. at the Ingram Funeral Home in Albion. Burial in Mount Zion Cemetery, southwest of Albion. Memorials may be made to the American Heart Association. Visitation for 17-year-old Opdyke, Illinois resident Isaiah McHale Snowden, a Hamilton Memorial High School senior. Those services, a visitation rather, will be 5 till 8 tonight at the General Baptist Church in McLeansboro, followed by a graveside service Thursday at 12 noon at the Old DuQuoin Cemetery at Old DuQuoin, Illinois. Military rites will be conducted by the Army National Guard. Memorials may be made to the Hamilton County High School football team or to the family to help out with funeral expenses. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of all the arrangements. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Fairfield Area News from the Fairfield Banking Company News Center. WFIW News, time 12:33.
The fuel you put in your diesel engine is the lifeblood of that engine. But today's newer diesel engines are more susceptible to injector deposit buildup, which can slow the performance of the engine and one day lead to... Don't let the lifeblood of your diesel engine become the death of it. Countrymark's premium diesel fuels with enhanced detergency are now specially formulated with a unique chemistry that helps keep fuel injectors clean. Get more per gallon with Countrymark.
Find carpet types that fit your life for less at Haas Interiors. For a limited time, select grades of Mohawk carpets are on sale at Haas Interiors. Choose from Wear Dated, Smart Strand Silk, Simply Berber, and many more in all the latest colors. Plus, while supplies last, Timeless Design Wicker 8mm laminate flooring is only $1.59 a square foot, and luxury vinyl plank flooring in barnwood is on sale too. At Haas Interiors, West Main Street in Fairfield.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. How about a 30% chance of showers today? Oh, high around 64 if we see any sunbeams at all. Slight chance of showers tonight, low 41, sunny Thursday, high 57, sunny Friday, 60. Rain likely Saturday, high of 58, and a slight chance of rain Sunday, 65. Got up to 62 for the high yesterday, 55 our low this morning, a total of 83 hundredths of an inch of rain. That's a half an inch yesterday, 33 hundredths today, and at 12:35 under mostly cloudy skies, a sunbeam here and there. It is 62. For news that's online anytime you're online, go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.